Money 101 with Bob McCormick, featuring the Wall Street Journal, the news you need and the information you can use. Now, here's Bob McCormick.
Let's bring in John Wilhelm. Summer home checklist time here. John is a Valley Home Inspection. Good morning, John.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. Now, I'm preparing to put the house on the market, so give me a couple of suggestions what I can do right now to make sure that it shows well, that the inspectors are going to be pleased, and that the potential buyer will want the house.
Sure. One of the biggest problems I've been having lately is roofing problems. You want to make sure your roof is in great condition. Summertime is actually the best time to have your roof repaired or replaced. Two reasons. Number one, if you're replacing the roof, it's not raining. You're not worried about covering the roof with plastic temporarily. Also, the roofers are not as busy in the summer because it's not raining. As soon as you get the first rain in the fall, pretty much every roofer is as busy as they can be.
Okay.
And they're not interested.
So do the roof now. Get the roof repaired now. All right. What about now? We don't know. We've got a kind of a drought situation, but you don't want to be wasting sprinkler water on the pavement or on somebody else's property or where it's not doing good.
Sprinklers are a constant repair and adjustment. You don't want sprinklers spraying on the sidewalks. You definitely do not want your sprinklers spraying constantly on the house. You want to check around the house for signs of mildew or moss, and in those areas, that means you're sprinkling too much. You probably have a shaded area on the north or the east side of the house, and you're just not getting enough sun, so you don't need as much water. So you want to tone those down. And then also your sprinklers need to be adjusted from the winter season, because most people may only sprinkle for, you know, like 1 or 2 days a week for a few minutes, where in the summer you're going to need it every day. So your timer has to be completely adjusted to accommodate for the season.
John Wilhelm is our home inspector. He just told us about adjusting the sprinklers to save money on making sure you get the right watering done on the lawn so everything is green and good to go, and do the roof repairs now when it's not raining. Jake's got a question for you here, John, in Santa Monica on Money 101. Jake, how can we help you?
I have a 50-amp circuit breaker that blew out. Unfortunately, this runs my oven. I can't get an electrician out here until Monday or so. I've got a 40. Am I running into trouble if I put this in temporarily?
That is my favorite electrical question, and I hope everybody's listening. The one thing I can tell you, obviously, you are not an electrician. You do not do any repair whatsoever in your main electric panel. If you have a 50-amp breaker that blew, that means you have an electrical problem or a short or a defective appliance. It's extremely dangerous to do what you're doing. You need to put the cover back on, and you need to just find an emergency electrician to do that repair. Do not do electrical repairs yourself.
I can't believe in Santa Monica you got to wait till Monday. I can't understand that. Have you checked more than one or two sources?
I've got a couple people that I normally use, and they just don't have it in their schedule to get out before then. So,
then you're going to have to find someone highly rated.
Do not make that repair. Do not use a lower amp breaker. You may cause other damage, but again, you're not supposed to be working in your electric panel. Just put the cover back on and wait for the electrician.
Try Angie's List. Go somewhere to get some. This is Thursday, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and Bob, you know, one of the biggest things I see, the most dangerous things I see in a house are homeowner electrical repairs,
of course,
done obviously by somebody who is not an electrician. It's extremely dangerous. You're going to kill somebody or burn the house down.
John Wilhelm of Valley Home Inspection, I want you to give me the 5 gut check summer home things you can do to improve the value right now, John.
Yeah, Bob, first impressions when people walk up to your house is how well it's maintained visibly, and that's painting your home, keeping it well maintained. And also your landscaping. If your landscaping is not watered properly and not trimmed, it looks like an abandoned home. It looks run down, and people are always questioning what else you may be neglecting. Your air conditioning should be in tip-top shape this time of year. When you're showing your house, you want that to be ice cold. A lot of people go into a house, and it's damp or musty smelling. You want that air conditioning to be on when the buyer comes in. It feels great, and you know, go around and check all your vents to make sure that you have proper airflow. You want to clean your filter. You also want to have your Freon level checked. During the inspection, a lot of times the house may be cooling, the air may be cooling at 70 degrees, and everybody says, wow, it's a 90-degree day. That feels good.
Yeah.
But it's actually not cooling to capacity because the Freon level is down. You may have air coming out at 55 degrees if it's running to full capacity. And that's a big difference in the efficiency of the system and how well you're cooling
the house. All right, that's number two. What's number three?
Well, landscaping was number three. Your pool, you want your pool to be really clean. Consider installing a self-cleaning machine in your pool, like a creepy crawly or a barracuda. This is a machine that, when your pump comes on every day, your pool is being skimmed and vacuumed instead of waiting that one day when your pool man comes. Your pool is going to look great every day.
Sprinklers, we mentioned, we want to get those adjusted and make sure they're working properly and hitting the right areas. But there's also something you mentioned on the roof, besides the roof, and checking the roof for any possible leaks and get it repaired while the summer is here.
Yes,
but also those gutters.
One last thing on the pool. I've been getting a lot of calls, people getting roof estimates, and they're getting overbids on the dimension of the roof. Measure your roof so you know how much material you have. I just had one the other day on a 1,600-square-foot house. The roofer said he was going to put 3,000 square feet of material on. The buyer did not, or the owner did not measure his roof, and he had no idea, and he was about to sign that contract. He would have paid double for his roofing material, and the roofer probably would have kept the material at home.
Thank you, John Wilhelm. Also, gutters, clean them now ahead of the rainy season.